Good afternoon, everyone. This is John Thomas. As you know, I have written two books about weight. The first one is You Can Live at Any Weight You Choose. The second is an ebook, How to Weigh Less Permanently. So let us talk about weight. Here you are, you're either overweight or fat, or that's what you believe, and yet you continue to put too much food in your mouth. Of course, that is the only problem you have. So here you are, an intelligent adult. You do a lot of things successfully. You may have a family, you may have a partner, you may have a job, but you do things and you take care of it. The one thing you've been unable to do is to stop putting all that food in your mouth. That is why, of course, you believe you are either overweight or fat. That's the problem. There is no other problem. Please don't blame the food. Please do not blame manufacturers of the food. They have nothing to do with your problem. Your problem is internal, and it's just you. No, you cannot lose weight permanently on a diet because you are putting food in your mouth for emotional reasons. You are doing so to make yourself feel better or to make yourself stop feeling bad. The whole issue is emotional. Look at all those weight loss control programs, I should say. They have somebody famous who they pay a great deal of money to lose weight. And they say, look, that person has lost weight, so give us your money. Give us your money, and we will try to help you lose weight. But that's not the issue. All they have is diets, programs, other foods, which they believe will solve the problem, but they know it's not so. What happened to truth in advertising? Why don't they tell you how much money they pay those people to lose weight? Of course, losing weight is a difficult term because chances are almost 100% that you will not be able to lose weight permanently on any diet. I don't care what it is. It doesn't make any difference. The real problem, and I must say, I'm the only one in the world who has figured out the real problem and figured out a way that you can eliminate your emotional need for food. And let me say, as I said repeatedly, I do not want any of your money, not a penny. This is all free. So what do you do? It's very, very simple. You say to yourself, okay, why am I keep putting food in my mouth when I want to weigh less? By the way, I'm not attempting to convince you to go on a diet or eat less. That's pointless. Nobody can tell you what to do. It's only you. So what would happen if your favorite food disappeared from the world, Earth forever? Let's say it's chocolate, or it could be anything. You are convinced that your weakness for chocolate that caused you to be overweight and continue to weigh more than you want to. So now, if chocolate disappeared from the earth, never to be seen again, wouldn't you be thrilled? Wouldn't you be happy? You say, oh my gosh, I don't have to weigh too much anymore because there's no more chocolate. That, you know, isn't what would happen. If the chocolate disappeared, you'd be panicky, concerned, anxious, maybe depressed, and you would look for something else to put in your mouth that gave you pretty much the same feeling that chocolate does. So what are you telling yourself? It's not the food. Food manufacturers, of course, want you to buy their foods, but food just lays there in front of you. You have to reach your hand out and get that food and put it in your mouth. You are doing it for emotional reasons, and that is the whole problem. So if you want to eliminate the problem forever, and by the way, I am selling freedom, and I'm selling it free, no money. I don't want any of your money. Keep your money. When you figure this out and learn how to do it, you will probably need lots of new clothes. So the only way, and I say the only way, to successfully eliminate your emotional need for food, which is keeping you overweight or fat, is to feel and understand emotionally what the food does for you. So when you put food in your mouth, let's say it's chocolate or anything else, how does it make you feel? And what would happen if you didn't put the food in your mouth? Try it. Get the feeling. You have to understand emotionally what your problem is. You cannot just get a lecture. This is not a lecture. I'm not trying to lecture you in anything. I'm trying to tell you how to eliminate your emotional need for food so that you never have to worry about your weight again. You can literally choose what you want to weigh. How come? Because you will no longer have an emotional need to put food in your mouth. That's simply it. It's the whole problem. No diets, no exercise. Oh, exercise is great for you. You should all do it. But if you're thinking that it will enable you to permanently weigh less, you're fantasizing. It will never happen. So the key to everything is feeling what the emotional need is. Try not putting any food in your mouth for a while, even when you want it. See how you feel. It will be uncomfortable. It may make you nervous. It may make you anxious. That's why you probably can't watch TV for 3 hours without putting more food in your mouth. Once you understand that feeling and what it does for you, you can eliminate it. You don't have to deal with it anymore. It will all be a figment of the past. So just do this. Don't try it. Do it. Feel what it is that's causing you to put the food in your mouth. After all, you don't want to weigh too much. Why would you? Nobody does. So this is the way to eliminate the need you feel for food and weigh anything you want to weigh. Really, it is that simple. But you have to get the feeling, you have to understand it, and you have to learn what it is that is keeping you fat or overweight. Remember, it's not the food, it's not any third party, it is just you. This is John Thomas. Stick with me. You'll learn how to weigh anything you want to.